This is the Katrina Files, a series featuring the perspectives of first responders who worked in New Orleans in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. I'm your host, Paul Mawson. The Katrina Files were created by the Historic New Orleans Collection in partnership with WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. This series draws from oral history interviews conducted in 2008 with members of local, state, and federal response agencies. It is the first-person accounts of the chaotic events following the storm 10 years ago. Agents and biologists with the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries assembled in Baton Rouge on August 29, 2005, to prepare to travel to New Orleans as soon as the storm had passed. The convoy, which included more than 120 boats, was delayed by structural integrity checks of the bridges along the route and navigational challenges. But by that Monday afternoon, they had established a boat rescue operation at the St. Claude Avenue Bridge in the 9th Ward. Sergeant James Hagan describes the scene.
When we arrived, of course, there was water everywhere. The water was still rising when we got there. We had to get some of the agents that were local to New Orleans to guide us into the 9th Ward, into that area. And it took probably an hour and a half once we got into the city to get to the 9th Ward, driving around obstructions, debris, light poles, power lines, that sort of thing. So nightfall came about the time that we launched our boats. It was already dark. And no electricity, no power. You had a lot of guys like myself who had never been to that part of the city, weren't familiar with it at all. And you could just hear the sounds of people calling for help.
That was Sergeant James Hagan talking about the situation at the St. Claude Avenue Bridge in the 9th Ward. While the response of the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries saved the lives of many, the lack of transportation available to bring rescued flood victims to shelters outside the city proved to be a major problem. Early in the operation, the Louisiana National Guard picked up people from this location and brought them to the Louisiana Superdome. But at some point, this movement of people by the guard stopped, and the crowd of people near the St. Claude Avenue Bridge began to grow and become more and more restless. Senior Agent Joe Chandler describes the buildup of people near the bridge.
We started bringing people out, and it was just continuous. I mean, I'd go get a boatload of people, go get another one. I mean, it was just a constant circle. You know, we could bring them out, we could get them out of the water. But once we got them up on the interstate, it was just a matter of them standing there and waiting.
You're listening to the Katrina Files. Captain Stephen McManus describes his frustration with the inability to provide for the basic needs of people at the St. Claude Avenue Bridge.
I don't know if it was the third day or the fourth day. It was so bad that you could almost not drive out. And people were frustrated. People were thoroughly frustrated, and they didn't know who to blame. You're just the only person there that's law enforcement. So, you know, you had people yelling at you, begging you for stuff, showing you their children. It was a desperate, desperate situation for those people. You know, I remember you'd leave at night because you couldn't do much at night anyway for safety, and you can't accomplish much in that type of situation anyway. So you'd leave, you come back, and the same people that were there the day before are still sitting there. And water was the big thing. If we could have got water in the interstates, it would have slowed down the suffering on that interstate tremendously in the first few days. And it was almost mind-blowing that water, the basic thing, couldn't get there. But, I mean, I can remember actually leaving and trying to get through that crowd, because once you get a bunch of people on the interstate, you almost feel obligated to do for them something at that part. But our mission is search and rescue. It wasn't really the after part, if you follow. But I can remember going back to my house at one point during the day just to get all my bathtub water and bring it back just to the group that was kind of associated where we were at. And that brought them from total frustration to being reasonable.
That was LDWF Captain Stephen McManus. When the agents began to leave the area to rest and refuel, some of the agents had been working for more than 20 hours straight, the crowd became even more agitated and tried to prevent them from leaving. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Lieutenant Rachel Zeccanelli describes.
We were trying to triage people to make sure they got on the truck, you know, when it did make it. And I think we probably maybe had three, four loads of trucks that made it back there. I guess or by around 5 or 6 o'clock, I realized that these people were probably going to be here overnight. And they were. They, you know, nobody managed to come get them by dark. We were having to pull people out because we were running out of fuel again. And the conditions were kind of getting to a point where we didn't think that we could safely, you know, run the boats at night. Because there's so much debris, we'd have probably got stranded ourselves. And so they made a decision at dark to pull back and come back out. The worst part of that was we had all these people still there. They had to wait there overnight when they, you know, basically no food and shelter until the next day. And they were very upset. They had started a couple of fires. Like, they weren't burning buildings down, but they'd set fires on a couple of things. And, you know, there were some stores there they started to break into for food and water. We were kind of outnumbered, so you really couldn't exactly go in there and start getting them for looting. And then you couldn't blame them for trying to get in there and get some food and water. So we had to, you know, deal with that. At some point, you know, we pretty much had everybody lined up, and we had some confrontation with between, you know, officers and some of the civilians coming up and screaming at us and, you know, cursing at us because we got them out and then we left them there. And I'm very empathetic to that. But that at that point, we had no way to get vehicles there. You know, we got in the boats and did what we were supposed to do, and unfortunately, we probably brought them into just a miserable situation.
That was Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Lieutenant Rachel Zeccanelli. LDWF agents did not return to the St. Claude Avenue Bridge, but engaged in other critical rescue efforts throughout the city, such as the evacuations of Lindy Boggs Medical Center and Tulane Hospital, as well as the evacuation of residents from St. Bernard Parish. This is the Katrina Files, First Responders. To see pictures from the St. Claude Avenue Bridge or hear this or the rest of the Katrina Files series, go to wwno.org and subscribe to our podcast. The Katrina Files series features the perspectives of first responders who worked in New Orleans in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. It is created by the Historic New Orleans Collection in partnership with WWNO. Thomas Walsh is our producer. Mark Cave is our executive producer. I'm your host, Paul Mawson. Thanks for joining us.